Chapter 1. Wrong guy. She stopped short on the sidewalk and stared down the way, past the shoe store, collectibles boutique, and gourmet treats shop. For a split second, Taylor thought she saw Grant's face on another man. Happened to her all the time. Every time, her gut tightened with anticipation and turned to stone with profound disappointment when she discovered it was just her mind playing tricks on her again. Besides, he wouldn't want to see her anyway. The familiar face in question turned to her. Grant's brother, Seth, stood on the sidewalk with a little girl atop his shoulders. The smile Taylor remembered from days gone by. It notched up to Megawatt when he spotted her. The initial tidal wave of unease at seeing him for the first time in more than 8 years dissipated into flutters. Like him, she weaved her way through the other people shopping and going to dinner downtown. The twinkling lights wrapped around and up the tree trunks and bare branches lining the street faded as Seth drew closer. She dismissed their cheerful glow, like she dismissed Christmas a few weeks ago. She didn't want to think about that lonely couple of days.
Damn, Taylor, you're even more beautiful than I remember. How are you?
That's $1, Daddy,
the princess piped up, holding out her small hand. Seth dug in his pocket and pulled out the cash and slapped it into her palm with a good-natured grumble. For the first time since she came back home to Fallbrook, she smiled. Taylor leaned up and accepted the peck on her cheek.
I'm just fine.
She gave Seth's wide shoulders a squeeze before stepping back and gazing up at the child holding onto his head.
Looks like time's been sweet to you. Who's this?
My 5-year-old, Maggie.
Seth smiled up at his little girl, and she beamed a matching smile down to him.
Maggie, this is Taylor, a very good friend from high school.
It's nice to meet you, Taylor said,
waiting for the old hurt to rise up. But it didn't. Maybe this is how things were always meant to be. That thought shifted her memories of the past and changed the way they looked. Old hurts and disappointments turned to sweet memories of puppy love and random acts of recklessness.
That's the prettiest tiara I've ever seen.
I'm a snow princess, Maggie beamed.
Taylor settled her gaze back on Seth's face. His eyes were alight with pride.
She's beautiful.
Like her mother,
he said automatically. She caught a glint of unhappiness in his eyes. That told her while his daughter may be the sparkle in his eye, his wife had lost some of her shine. At one time, a long time ago, that might have made her happy. Not now. She'd moved on. Seeing him with his daughter and the gold band firm on his finger made her understand that sometimes goodbye has a lot more good in it than she thought when she caught him cheating. Well, maybe it wasn't cheating at all. They'd always made better friends than anything more. Another girl had turned his head, and Taylor discovered her heart belonged to someone else, someone she'd never thought would ever look at her in that way, until he did.
How's the family?
What she really wanted to ask was, how is Grant? She didn't, but held her breath and hoped he'd say something, anything about his older brother, who'd avoided her like the plague since she'd returned nearly a month ago.
Everyone is great. Amy is in the diner with my other daughter, Millie, getting hot chocolate.
His eyes turned soft with sympathy.
Sorry about your grandmother.
Thank you,
she whispered, trying not to think about how alone she felt now that she lost her grandmother. Raised in this small Colorado town, after her parents died tragically in Kansas when a tornado ripped through their neighborhood, she adored the woman who took her in and loved her with her whole heart and always made her feel safe and never alone. Home again, she felt out of place. Old friends felt like strangers after so many years.
How are things at the grocery store and ranch?
He asked. I'm making repairs and upgrades. Grandma left some things undone over the last couple years. I should have come back more often.
Too busy building your career after college, I guess.
You get lost in work, the days go by, and before you know it, years have passed.
Look at you. I come back and you're a husband and father of two, all grown up.
It happens. What about you? Did you get married?
Not even close, she admitted.
thinking again about Grant and what they'd shared.